LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return back to the series of the correct belief of the mu'min, of the Muslim, the correct belief system, the correct aqidah of the Salaf, of our pious predecessors. And we spoke recently about the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the section of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which concentrates on the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all the affairs of mankind. And we move on to the second category of this oneness, this complete belief, this complete oneness. And it cannot be completed unless one understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deservant of worship, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deservant of worship. Therefore, this category, this next category of At-Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah or At-Tawheed Al-Ibadah and other names that there is to concentrate and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that is worthy of worship in all its forms, and to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all them forms of worship. هو إفراد الله بالعبادة في كل أنواعها. It is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the forms of worship that one can act upon and only give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From salat, from siyam, from different types of worship, from the worship of fi, subhanallah, from the worship of hope, from the worship of love, from the worship of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important to understand, because the vast many might only understand the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the salat, or being the siyam, or being the five pillars of Islam. Walakin the correct understanding that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in different forms and shapes, comes in different forms and shapes. And starting from that is the five pillars of Islam, and which will come in the future inshallah, the six pillars of Iman. These can only be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in them can only be given in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to. Wal ihsan, to have a great ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest pillar of Iman. And ad-du'a, to give the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to raise one's hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal khawfu, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the level of fear that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared in that way. And fear comes in different levels, but there is a particular fear that level of fear can only be feared for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can only be feared for the sake of Allah. The fear of the many different things in life that come to us, from the fear of a thief, or the fear of a robber, or the fear of a calamity, this is a fear that is accepted. But to fear to the extent that you fear a certain thing more than you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then here the ulama, they spoke and they said this is a fear that only is given to Allah, that is only given to Allah, as an example to fear mankind and sacrifice a an obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free mankind and sacrifice an obligation to Allah in order to fear losing ar-rizq, in order to fear losing wealth and losing again in this dunya due to acting upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this happens in many instances. A lot of brothers, they stop their prayers fearing the creation from not giving them their rizq and sacrificing the creator's obligation. And this is a fear that is not accepted. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa ar-razzaq, He is the one who gives and He takes, and He is the one that is in control of these affairs. We cannot fear to the extent that we have worshipped a certain individual or a certain object due to thinking that that thing or that object can give or harm us. فَهَذَا الْخَوْفِ This fear is rejected. And many more, like the extreme hope, الرَّجَاءُ, that is not accepted, وَالتَّوَكُّلُ, and the reliance upon a certain situation or a thing or a person that cannot benefit us or harm us, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us that hope or harm. وَالرَّغْبَةُ وَالرَّهْبَةُ وَالْخُشُوعُ وَالْخَشْيَةُ وَالْإِنَابَةُ وَالْإِسْتِعَانَةُ وَالْإِسْتِغَاثَةُ والاستغاثة والاستعادة والذبح والنذر وغير ذلك من أنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها كلها لله. And different types of worships that we know that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it should be given to. And that's why this is the most important part and the pinnacle and the goal and the ghaya of the belief system of the mu'min and the prophets and the messengers that were sent only but to correct this cause, to correct the cause of the ubudiyyah, of the ubudiyyah of the worship in every chapter and matter and way of the life of the believer, of mankind. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He did not, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. That we did not send before you. We did not send before you from messengers, or we did not send before you a messenger, only but we sent upon him and we delivered to him the message to tell the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. This is the core message. This is the core principle that we must understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that in many parts in the Quran, where He says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدَهُ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in different parts in the Quran that we did not order only but to tell them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only Lord. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدَهُ. And as we know, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. To single out their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not send and we did not order them only but to do this. For the tawheed of the ibadah and this category of tawheed, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, to single out this worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the correct understanding of singling out and giving this right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be given or has two conditions. And the first condition, as we said, it must be this ibadah, this type of worship, as we said, from salat, from siyam, from hajj, and the different types of worship that we mentioned, should be singled out in sincerity with no partners, only but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ikhlasu lillah. that this ibadah would not be accepted without these two conditions. The first is that one singles out this worship only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept a worship that has been associated with others. And as we said before, that was the main reason. That was the main reason that Banu Quraysh, they erred. Because they erected different lords with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the controller of all the affairs, but they said when they worship these different idols, we only worship them in order to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the correct belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the correct belief of the Salaf is that the worship that we have and the worship that we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we offer it sincerely to Allah without associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in many parts of the Quran about this sincerity. For He tells us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. For here the ulama, they said أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا in this verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us in order to test us and to see who has the ahsan al-a'mal, the best of deeds, or the most righteous and sincere of deeds. For it was said, faqil, that al-ahsan ma huwa al-akhlas lillah, that it is what is most sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is given to Allah in the most sincere way. الإخلاص لله عز وجل في كل العبادات. To be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not seek any other gain from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can this be? From the different types of shirk association, there is the major shirk and the minor shirk. And from the shirk that often could be looked over, it is from the minor shirk, the shirk of riya', the shirk of showing off in pride. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us from this very sneaky characteristic that can enter the heart. And the ulama, they classified it as the minor association of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we renew our sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We renew our sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this could be a reason that we associate partners of Allah just from showing off or wanting a gain other than the sole purpose of seeking the pleasure of the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So correcting our intention to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, the second condition, that it is in association and approval of what Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to do, and in the way that Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us through the Quran, the Quran and the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mis ibadah. Ahsanu amala, the second part, al-amal, it is the action that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught us. For these are the two conditions. These are the two conditions that one is sincere in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gives all of his worship solely to Allah, without associating any partners, without any pride, without any other association in his heart, and that he follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all of what he has taught us authentically from his sunnah in order to follow and mimic Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to gain that love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, if it is truly the case that you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. To the meaning, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I will love you. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sent down. And this is a great proof, a great dalil to show us that the correct understanding of the correct ubudiyya, the correct tawheed, the correct belief, when it comes to, especially here, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his authentic way. And this is from the greatest reasons we learn the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order that we know and we ask, as the Salaf, they said, عَنْدَمَا قِيلْ, before they would come to a worship or an action, they would say and they would ask two questions. لِمَنْ وَلِمَاذَ. لِمَنْ وَلِمَاذَ. Who are you doing this for? Who are you doing this for? And why are you doing this cause? And also, وَكَيْفَ. And also, وَكَيْفَ. And how are you doing this action? For one, when he comes to do an action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must ask himself, she must ask himself, how am I doing this action, and why and to whom am I giving this action? And this is how the Salaf, they used to correct their understanding. For the sincerity to Allah and the action must be in accordance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This tawheed was the tawheed that every single prophet, he came with. And this was the main reason for the argument and the main reason for the conflict that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down the messengers and the prophets in order to correct, as we said before, the belief system of the people. And therefore we find, my brother and sister in Islam, that this tawheed, tawheed al-uluhiyya, must be concentrated, and it is the ghaya, it is the absolute goal that we must concentrate on. Because as we said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent you only but to worship him. And it could be the fact that your worship is not in accordance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we must return back to the Quran, and we must return back to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the authentic Sunnah, in order that we correct our ways in according with the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a nutshell, we conclude and we say that the Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, the Tawheed of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of maintaining this ibadah to Allah, it comes in many shapes, ways and forms. From salat wa siyam and the five pillars, to al-iman and the six pillars of iman, which by the will of Allah will come soon in its explanation, to the belief or to the feeling and the worship of fi al-khawf, and to the feeling of al-raja, the hope. Hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hope that only can be given to Allah. Not seeking refuge and not seeking hope in other than Allah to a limit that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rightfully given. And the love, also as we said, love can be a characteristic. Loving a certain thing to the extent that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disappeared. And you have loved this thing or this object or this entity more than the love of Allah. And this can happen a lot. And a great example is to love the opposite sex, as many do. And the Salaf, they spoke about this a lot. To love a certain individual to the extent that you forget the reason of your creation. To love a certain individual to the extent that you forget the reason of your creation, and you forget that the greatest love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, and getting that love back as we said in a verse that was remembered recently, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. This hub, this great hub, the greatest pinnacle and pivot point of love should only be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should only be given to Allah. And ad-du'a is from them as well. To raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. This can only be given to Allah. No one can associate or take association in this du'a. No one can take association or partnership in this calling to the greatest creator. And that is Allah. For He is the one that has created you. For He is the one that is worthy of being asked. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. He is the one, the greatest one, the only one. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that is deserving of all your worship, with no associations, with the sincerity that you are given to Him, and by following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we finish and we remind and we say the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the creation of jinn and the creation of mankind only but to worship me. And that means only but to understand that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be only given to me. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.